Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
I had a dream I ran over someone, not recently, but it was like a long time ago.
Are you sure you're not just remembering when you were blacked out?
No, I don't black out. I'm too old for that shit. I get like hungover from two White Claws.
So you should get some White Claws after this.
Yeah, no, I had two, like every time I have two. And it does, like, it's not even like I get drunk.
You're like 30. You're like, I'm so old. You're not old.
Well, dude, I'm a purebred Jew.
I've heard.
I need to stop saying that, too, because it's redundant. Like, someone from Canada wrote a review on my podcast saying, very religious podcast.
Really Jewish stuff.
Can't help it.
Do you go to...
I don't. I'm a bad Jew.
Where do the bad Jews go?
The comedy club. Rich Jew, then you're a funny Jew.
Yeah, I guess so. At least they think they are.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just kidding.
No, it's fine. I don't get offended by anything. I just go home and cry.
You don't get offended by anything?
Well, there's certain things, but it has to be like, not in a context of like jokes. Like there's things that bother me. It's like my safety involved. Like that's something.
That's more unpleasant. You might get offended if someone's going to kick your ass.
Like, do you know who Princess Daddy is?
No. Who's Princess Daddy?
His real name is like Kenneth.
Princess Daddy.
Kenneth, he works at 7-Eleven.
Who is this guy? What does he do?
You've met him. He stands outside of the comedy club, blah, the blonde hair with the pigtail.
Wait, what did you call him?
That's what he said his name was.
Princess Bradley?
Princess Daddy.
Oh, Princess Daddy. Nah, his name's Ken hyphen Brad.
Yeah. Silent hyphen. I didn't realize that was his name until... decided to take a vacation with him.
You took a vacation with Ken hyphen Bradley.
Yeah, and I let him do all of the planning. We stayed at Eastsider Motel in South Central.
Oh no!
I tapped out after the first day.
How long was it supposed to be?
He was there for like a week.
Holy shit.
I was never planning on staying for a week.
How long were you planning on staying?
The weekend. So I stayed for half of the weekend.
What did you guys do?
We went to three open mics, and then... it was all fun and games until we started, like, hearing gunshots.
Okay.
On the ride up there, we were podcasting on the Greyhound.
Let's make movies!
You were podcasting on the Greyhound. You were talking into mics on the Greyhound.
Yeah.
People in front of you and back.
There wasn't that many people on there. The bus driver almost left us. We're just like annoying the fuck out of everybody and we're having a blast. And we get off the bus because he's like, Anaheim, 5 minutes. And we get off the bus and we have nothing. We left everything on the bus.
Yes.
Fortunately, the pickup power for a Greyhound isn't as fast as, like, you know, any other vehicle.
Okay, so he's trying to leave your ass.
We got there. We checked in at Eastsider Hotel.
Shout out to Eastsider Hotel. They're our sponsor for today, right?
They're not our sponsor. It was disgusting. We get there. He's like, no, I have, like, a really cool place that we could stay at.
Did you guys go half on it, or?
No, I'm not paying my money.
Oh, my God. So he pays... to have you come hang out for a weekend.
If it was like an Airbnb or something, which would have made more economical sense to get an Airbnb that was like within close proximity to the open mics, because we ended up spending so much money on Lyft and like Uber rides. Okay, so we get there. The window guy, front window, gives us a remote control for the TV and one room key that like selectively works.
It doesn't work for other rooms.
Well, it works for the room, but like you have to like basically break into the room.
Okay.
And the TV remote, and he goes, hey, make sure to wait till the TV warms up to attempt any channel changes. And I was like, ooh, heated amenities.
Oh my God.
That sounds awesome. And he wanted a $30 cash deposit for the room, to which we didn't have.
A $3 deposit?
$30. Okay. And Princess Daddy was like, we'll get it later.
Princess Daddy, dude.
I can't believe he didn't tell you that's his name. I didn't even know his name was Kenneth until like the open mic. They
you called- can't believe he told me his real name, and you're calling him Princess Daddy, and you're the one in disbelief.
I thought that was his real name.
That's so cool. That's so funny.
Like, they called his name at the open mic, and I was like, who the fuck are you? I didn't even realize what I was getting myself into.
You were getting yourself into a free vacation with fucking Princess Daddy.
I know, and I...
And you were
I've
down.
Learned something.
You were
okay,
down
no, no.
to go to East LA okay. and fuck it up.
I didn't know we were going there, first of all. Like, he had blonde hair and pigtails. I didn't think that he would be, like a hood rat.
You didn't think that he would be weird with...
I thought he was weird, but, like, I'm weird, too.
No, Ken's fucking cool.
I mean,
Mr.
Yeah.
Princess
no,
is fucking cool.
We're still friends after all of this. Like, he's fucking hilarious, and that is my most popular episode. So, we went to 3 open mics. There was one in West Hollywood, and the one in West Hollywood, they wanted cash for the mic time, like, $5 or $10, and we were at 7-Eleven. Getting cash back.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
And I was like, hey, should we get that deposit now? And he was like, no, we'll get it later. So we go to like 2 other mics. Last one ended in Pasadena at like midnight. So we get a Lyft ride back to South Central Avenue and Homicide Court right on the corner there. We hear gunshots in the Uber ride. And it was still funny. I don't know why. It was...
Were you podcasting in the Uber ride?
No,
I
stopped podcasting
God,
after the Greyhound.
Oh, so you didn't get the shots on the...
We played Duck, Duck, Duck in the Lyft.
Oh,
and,
no.
And we get back there and, oh, shit, I forgot the deposit. Let's just go for a walk. That's what he suggested at midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning, to go for a walk to 7-Eleven to get cash back. So it was the scariest walk. He was like, well, you can stay here. And I was like, I'm not going to stay here alone.
Okay. So how long have you known Princess Daddy?
So we're going on like 12 hours now.
And he's like, let's take a vacation together.
It wasn't like that. It wasn't like, let's go honeymooning. It was like, let's go hit up some mics in LA.
Princess Daddy, smooth operator.
Okay. So we're walking to 7-Eleven. We're hearing more gunshots. And I'm like, let's get a lift. And he's like, no, I'm comfortable. And I'm like, but I'm not. I have my Star of David mask on. He has blonde hair and pigtails. And we're on South Central Avenue at like 1 o'clock in the morning. And we get there and we get inside 7-Eleven. And for some reason, I felt this like wave of relief, even though it was probably more unsafe in there because they have a cash register and stuff. And they have a $10 maximum cash back. So we did that whole walk and I had to pay for a lift back to the hotel because I was like, we're not walking back. It was like Dawn of the Dead outside of the 7-Eleven. It was just like homeless and like scary people. And like, it was so scary. It was like the scariest walk.
This isn't scary at all.
People falling asleep while standing up. That's always fun to watch.
I had a hard time getting a lift to like even come there to pick me up. So yeah, I stayed there one night and then the next night I was like, I cannot stay here anymore. It's scary.
Did you Greyhound back?
I didn't. I had somebody like loan me $200 so I could get the fuck out of there like immediately.
I think you're right when you're like concerned for your safety. I think that like 12 hours into a relationship, I don't think getting a motel together in East LA is the best.
Okay, I didn't know we were staying there.
That's even worse.
He just said LA. I've taken spontaneous vacations with strangers before. The difference is he was rich.
That's the problem.
That was the whole takeaway for me. It was like, don't ever go on vacation with someone unless you can confirm they're rich.
I think even if...
Because I've stayed at the Palazzo in Vegas with a rich dude, and I knew him for like 20 minutes, and that was the best vacation ever.
Okay, you know me. I'm totally against murder, but...
We almost got reverse kidnapped.
Okay. How the fuck do you...
Like, I don't think that anyone's going to, like, take the time to, like, plot a murder against me.
I don't think they have to. I think maybe 20 minutes, and then they're like, oh, cool, I can murder this chick.
Good. Just make sure it's not, like, painful. One little request.
Yeah, just make sure it's not painful. I want one of those easy murders.
Yeah.
Well, I fucking wore a suit and nobody was feeling it, man. Everybody's like, who's this fucking goon?
I think you just have to go out there with confidence. Own it. And if no one's laughing, then own that as well. And then I think people will laugh.
Yeah, no. I made a few suit jokes, but like, Jesus Christ, no. Like,
John Mulaney does it.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I should just be more like him.
Yeah, if you keep doing it.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't think the suit's for me.
Okay. Well, then if you weren't feeling it.
No one else was either.
That can be funny.
Yeah, no, I'm saying I'm just living in reality.
My name's Teddy, and this is...
Bean.
A lot of comedians will be like, I guess that one didn't work. Like, they'll call... Yeah, nah, a good piece of advice I got from a...
Don't do that.
They're saying that, like...
Well, the Holocaust joke that I made, you know, people weren't feeling it, but I told them I'm Jewish after... And then I got a laugh or two.
Oh, what was the Holocaust joke?
I said, roast me, Dad. Burn me like one of our ancestors in the Holocaust.
How much did she get paid for saying that?
What do you mean? By Hitler or?
Oh, no. Who are you telling this to?
The crowd.
Oh, no. In the story. Who's daddy?
My dad. Because my dad was calling me lazy.
Got it. Not princess daddy.
No. He doesn't roast me.
Yeah. Maybe another free vacation.
I'm going to sign off of those.
Good.
I could do that.
You can't make me not funny.
That's true. You can't make you not funny.
When traumatic things happen, there are three ways to deal with it. You can get really angry. You can get really sad. Or you can get really funny. Why is that the bad of the three?
Like, I'm not sure if I agree with this trichotomy, but...
What are the other reactions that you can have?
For what?
For something bad happening.
There's healthy ways. Go to...
What are the healthy ways? Cry?
Bereavement classes. Therapy. Therapy's chill.
Therapy? You could just go talk to somebody?
I think Freud made that.
And that's what I was doing, is talking.
Oh my God. I don't know about that. I don't think you're...
All right. We can agree to disagree. But you're not as funny as I thought you were.
You get a princess daddy me. Oh, no.
I say that to everybody.
It's a defense mechanism.
It's telling people they're not funny.
Yeah. You can't grow taller, so you're chopping everyone down to your level.
I'm deflecting.
I get you.
Yeah.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.